Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church, Monday after Pentecost. It's also Memorial Day, May 25th, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. John, where he writes, "Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, 'Woman, behold your son.' Then he said to the disciple, 'Behold your mother.' And from that hour the disciple took her into his home." There are moments in life when everything changes in an instant, when what we thought was secure is shaken, and what we assumed would last suddenly slips through our fingers. For many, Memorial Day is one of those days of embrace. We pause to honor sacrifice. We recall lives given in love, and to stand quietly before the cost of fidelity. It is fitting, then, that on this day the Church gives us another scene of sacrifice, another place where love is poured out completely, the foot of the cross. In the Gospel from John, we are drawn into a moment that is both heartbreakingly human and mysteriously divine. Jesus is dying. The sky is heavy. The air is thick with grief, and yet, even here, especially here, Jesus is still giving. "Woman, behold your son. Behold your mother." At first glance, it seems like a simple act of care. A son, even in his final breaths, making sure his mother will not be alone. But the Church has always seen more here. This is not only about provision. It is about transformation. Something new is being born at the cross. Standing there is Mary, the one who said yes at the Annunciation, who carried the Word made flesh, who poured all things, who pondered all things in her heart. Now she stands in silence, her heart pierced, just as Simeon once foretold. She does not run. She does not collapse. She stands. And in her standing, she becomes something more than she has ever been before. Jesus calls her woman, the same title he used at Cana. It is not distant. It is deeply symbolic. She is the new Eve standing at the tree, not the tree of the fall, the tree of redemption. And from this tree, a new family is born. Behold your son. In the beloved disciple, we see more than one man. We see ourselves. Each of us is entrusted to Mary. Each of us is given a place in her heart. And she is given to us, not as an idea, not as a distant figure, but as a mother. Behold your mother. And then comes that quiet, powerful line, "From that hour the disciple took her into his home." Not into his thoughts, not into his occasional prayers, but into his home. This is where the gospel becomes very personal. It is one thing to admire Mary. It is another thing to welcome her. To take her into our home means more than placing a statue on a shelf or saying a prayer from time to time. It means allowing her presence to shape our inner life. It means learning from her how to listen, how to trust, how to stand at the crosses in our own lives without turning away. Mary teaches us a contemplative way of being. She does not fix the cross. She does not remove the suffering. She remains. She receives. She trusts. And in a world that constantly urges us to escape pain, to distract ourselves, to control outcomes, Mary shows us another way, the way of presence. On this Memorial Day, as we remember those who gave their lives in love, we are invited to stand again at the cross, not only to remember, but to receive a mother, to receive a new way of living, to receive a home that is larger than we imagined, a home where we belong to one another in Christ. Perhaps the question for us today is simple, but not easy. Have I truly taken her into my home? Have I allowed Mary to accompany me in my fears, my griefs, my hidden wounds? Have I let her teach me how to say yes when I do not understand? Have I allowed her to lead me more deeply to her Son? Because that is always her role, not to draw attention to herself, but to bring us to Jesus. At the cross, nothing is wasted, not even sorrow, not even death. Everything becomes gift. Everything becomes relationship. Everything becomes love. And so today we stand with Mary. We stand in silence. We stand in trust. And we hear again the words spoken to us personally, "Behold your mother." Let us pray. O Mary, Mother of the Church, you who stood faithfully at the foot of the cross, teach us how to remain when life is difficult and how to trust when the path is unclear. Take us into your heart, as you once took the beloved disciple into your home. Help us to welcome you in the quiet places of our lives, into our fears, our griefs, and our longings. Form us as your children, that we may learn your humility, your courage, and your love. And lead us always to your Son, that we may stand with him, love as he loves, and find our home in his heart. Amen. If you found a moment of grace today in this brief reflection, I invite you to come here to my hermitage each and every day, where we take a look at a passage from the Gospels and apply its deeper meaning to our hearts. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.